Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos from Cabo San Lucas, en México. Vida en cero gravedad. You can see behind me where I'm at. I mean, this looks like it could be California, right? But no, it's Cabo San Lucas, México. Baja California Sur. What up? From the sur side. The original sewer side, fool. Man, Crazy Cokey crumbled before Cabo. Whoa. Crazy Cokey, you fumbled this bag. You crumbled, you fumbled the bag. You did a lot. You're an idiot. Anyway. Ooh, I still have not met anyone quite that unappreciative of everything, you know. But hey, what can you do? Life goes on, and I am so thankful. I honestly don't think she would have enjoyed this as much. I mean, she's a vegan, right? Mexico, not exactly the top vegan country in the world, you know. Mexico, not really. There'd be vegan options, but it ain't much. And, you know, with a lot of it's buffet style, I ain't really trying to pay extra money for you to eat vegan food, you know. Fuck that. Anyway, cheers, ladies and gentlemen. Live from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, Baja California Sur. happy to be here, honestly. This is my actual, I was going to say it's my first international show. It's actually my second, because we did that other one from Berlin. Deutschland. I don't know German, but we did the one in Germany that one time. So that was that's the only other international, I believe. I've done some in Texas. I think this is the second one. So there you go. It's all coming together. I want to apologize in advance for any technical difficulties, because I can already see this shit's moving slow as hell. The Wi-Fi here is not not pristine, not exactly amazing, actually worse than California, but hey, what can you do? But yeah, Crazy Cokey really fumbled this bag, you know. I'm still owed thousands of dollars, but life is great. Yes, this woman, not Crazy Cokey, I helped another woman out. She owes me thousands of dollars, and it's starting to inconvenience me, and it's getting annoying as hell, but I hope that we can find a resolution to this problem. It's not ideal at all, I'll say that. Really not ideal at all, but yeah. You try to do a nice thing, and people just, they fuck it up a lot, very often, more often than not. Like, I remember she was going off on me yesterday. Like, girl, you owe me in my head, I'm thinking, you owe me thousands of dollars. Don't call me a dick. Don't call me a jackass. This is not the time. Those cards have been revoked for you. You can't be calling me that shit. Like, I understand you're upset that I'm upset, but no. That's not how it fucking goes. You don't get to call me that. That's not your fucking line. So don't do that. Okay? But anyway, she was tripping. She was tripping real hard. Because it's been a fucking saga, I'll tell you. I think I first lent her money in the middle of July. Kept lending her money every week. She's supposed to get this big payout from, like, her mother-in-law, basically. Not her mother-in-law, but her son's grandma, right? Supposed to get a big payout. Supposed to get like 9K. I keep lending her money. It adds up. It's thousands. She owes me 5K. I'm waiting on it. It should come tomorrow. It should come actually today when you listen to this. But, or watch this. But, it really, you know, I'm getting frustrated with it. And then I was chill for weeks. Once I start having bills come and it starts to become a liability, I'm like, no, this ain't cool. Like, you're not gonna fuck my life up with your irresponsibility. I feel like I'm inheriting your fucking struggle. I told her straight up, like, I don't like to feel broke even though I'm not broke. I'm sure she didn't like that. She got me a dick, she called me a jackass, but you know what? You fucking, this whole shit was supposed to take like week or two at the most. We're going on fucking week five now. This is bullshit. Like, it's bullshit. And it's just the irresponsibility, man. I swear, man. I think God puts me in these circumstances to give y'all these funny ass stories. If that's what it's gotta be, fuck it. I'll take it. I'll take the L to take the W in the end. But so this girl has a cat. She's been staying in a hotel. She's renting it day by day. I'm sending her money every day. The fucking rates, at one point, I think the most that it costs, and this is a fucking Motel 6, keep that in mind, for a fucking Motel 6, it cost $350 a couple nights. $350 for a fucking Motel 6. You gotta be fucking kidding me. But it's because her dumbass is booking it day by day, and it's just so stupid. It's like, why are you doing it like this? She could have got an Airbnb, didn't get an Airbnb, would have saved a lot of money. Could have booked it a week at a time, would have saved a lot of money by doing it that way. Shit, you've been there over a month, could have just fucking booked the month, would have saved a lot of money doing it that way. But here's the maddening thing. Now, I'm saying all this because, truthfully, this is going to be a fun show. Don't tune out. There's a lot of fun, positive shit coming up. But we got to laugh about this shit first, okay? We gotta laugh. So every day. And you know, I don't even know why the fuck I'm helping her. I mean, I like her as a person, you know. And I guess selfishly, she's supposed to pay me interest. So realistically, I could be getting like $500. It's like kind of an investment. She's supposed to send me at least a couple hundred in interest. So I guess it's not a totally like, oh, I did this out of the goodness of my heart. I mean, it is. Actually, to be fair, when I started doing it, that wasn't on the table. And then she added that. Once it started adding up, she was like, well, I'll pay you with interest. And it's like, okay, still fucking waiting. But here's the thing. So her mother-in-law gives her a check. The bank is processing this fucking check for weeks. It's not working. Her mother-in-law is in Idaho, and she can't get a hold of her or whatever. Or it's like she doesn't want to bother her, you know, whatever. Okay. So eventually, when she gets back from Idaho, they, like, it's the, I'm thinking, okay, cool, I'll get this money before my birthday, I'll feel a little more relaxed on my birthday, not having some of my money tied up and in the air, you know. So, it's Thursday before my birthday. My birthday was on Monday. As you know, my birthday was, you could look right now, happy birthday Zero, last episode, that's my birthday. Okay, so she got back Thursday. I'm thinking, okay, that's fine. Like, she's back Thursday. I think they drove all the way to Idaho. It's fucking far. I understand if she can't make it to the bank then. She could have went Friday, Saturday. Okay. Either one would have been fine. Because, you know, Sunday there's no fucking point. Bank's closed. I mean, you can't even go to the bank and withdraw cash. So the check didn't go through, I guess. And basically, mother-in-law is supposed to withdraw the cash, give it to her. So I'm like, you know what? I want my fucking money. I'm going to show up. I really don't want to drive because this girl lives 90 miles from where I'm at. Really don't want to fucking drive there on my birthday. I guess I'll do it. Fucking drive there on my birthday. Waste fucking 5 hours of my birthday. Don't get my fucking money back. I was pretty pissed. I'm not going to lie. Honestly, it was ridiculous. And I'll give her some credit. I got some pussy out of it. Okay. But I want my fucking money. Sorry, girl. I want the money. It's not worth that. And I mean, as fucking usual, the sex is better for her than it is for me. But I digress. Anyway. Cool. Well, I don't want to like act like she didn't do anything, you know. I mean, I put the work in sex-wise. But hey, whatever. Anyway, appreciate you letting me have sex with you. I know it is still an honor to have sex with any woman. It is, truly. And I don't want to make light of that. That being said, I want my fucking money back. Sorry, this is probably terrible for audio quality. But I want my money back. Anyway, on vacation now. All expenses paid. All inclusive. You know the vibes. And that's the only way, man. That's the only way to travel, right? I booked this shit years ago. And I couldn't get along with, you know. Actually, this was one of the girls I invited. I saw her energy was pretty fucking wishy-washy. So I knew, okay, she's not going to show up. So, canceled. Ended up taking my mom. Best decision. We had an amazing time. I'm going to tell you all about it. Dolphins. Spoiler alert. So, as I get into this more, this girl owes me all this money, right? And what's maddening, she has a security deposit she can go get. It's been sitting there for a while. It's got to be, I don't know how much it is, but the girl lives in San Diego. Expensive ass city. Now I think that her mother-in-law was probably paying part of her fucking rent or something. So I'm like, what? It's too expensive to afford as a single person without like a job that clearly pays well. I don't think she has a job that pays amazingly well. You know? So, I'm just speculating. I don't really know. But anyway. This girl, man. This is what's fucking maddening. Is that she has this money. She doesn't fucking drive because she's from New York. So she doesn't fucking drive. So she has to take the bus to pick up this fucking check. Go to the bank, cash the check. But still, you got a fucking window. But she's so damn broke that she can't pay the hotel. So she had to have the money to pay the hotel. I begrudgingly sent her the money to pay for the hotel for the day so she could go get a fucking check thinking, okay, I should get paid a little today. She fucking missed. It sounds like a scam after a while. She fucking didn't make it to the leasing office in time because she's doing all this shit. It's 3 p.m. Leasing office closes. She doesn't fucking make it in time. Has to go all the way back. Doesn't get her fucking check. But to me, I'm just like, this is what I'm thinking. So, your checkout is at 11, right? Well, for one, you could have done it smarter. You could have just got an Uber there and fucking, you know, the money that I sent you, she even realized you could have just fucking got an Uber, got your money, went back, paid for the hotel with your money, you know, and been good. You didn't fucking do that. She took an Uber there in the first place. She has a cat. She doesn't want to leave her cat. Like, she doesn't want to take her cat on the bus. Like, why you have a fucking cat when your life is in shambles, I don't know. But whatever. So this cat's inconveniencing you. You don't want to take her out. I don't get it, personally. I don't understand it. But hey, that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. I'm going to step inside. Phone's starting to overheat. Spitting too many bars, I guess. But so she goes, you know, all the way there. Doesn't get her check. So I don't get paid back. All right, whatever. Another day of this. Oh, check out this picture. Another day of that. I mean, we've been having the same type of days all month. I mean, it happens. At this point, I've seen it all. I heard all the excuses. It hasn't worked out for whatever reason. Okay. All right. Not a fan. Not happy about it, but what can we do? But here's my thing. Leasing office, I'm assuming, open around 9 to 5. Next morning, I would have got my ass the fuck up, took the first bus over there. Went there, got my check, Ubered back with the money that I got from the check. I don't understand. Why would you want to live like that? Forget about even paying me back. Why would you want to have no money in your account, knowing that I'm guessing you got at least $1,000 accessible right there? Why would you want to do that? Why would you sit on your list? And not only that, she stayed up all night. She stayed up all night. All night. And didn't, like, think, like, oh, maybe I should just fucking go there now. Since I've been up all night, I could catch the first fucking bus, definitely make it there in time. And, you know, after that, then I have the money to pay for Uber to come back. Just, do you not fucking think? I don't know. Anyway, I digress. My birthday was low key, right? I don't want to talk about it anymore. Just pay me my damn money back. It's annoying. And it's just, the irresponsibility of people is frustrating at times. It's like, get your ass up and get the shit done. Like, I worked my ass off for this money. You're sitting around fucking playing, laying in bed because your mother-in-law can bail you out. Fuck that. Get off your ass. We're close to the same age. She's 2 years younger than me, right? We're close to the same age. Get your shit together. Come on now. You can't keep having people bail you out like this. Why the fuck do you not drive in California? Like, there's so many miscalculations. And I'm pissed now because if I would have been there and got my fucking cash, then everything would have been cool. She had cash, but here's the thing. On my birthday, she, like, after all these delays, I'm like, well, I gotta get this money on my birthday. I gotta get this money on my birthday. I got stuff to pay. I got bills to pay. Next day. So I go there, and I told you I wasted 5 hours, didn't get the money. But then her mother-in-law, knowing that I'm here waiting to collect this money, she says, I'll be there as soon as I can. I was there at noon. Her ass didn't show up till 7. 7 fucking p.m. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, so everybody's just dicking around. Give me my fucking money. That's all I'm saying. This is ridiculous. It truly is. And I do believe I'm going to get my money back, but I'm just, it's annoying as hell. It's just like, nobody seems to give a shit. You know, everyone's on their own selfish time. Then she had the nerve to get mad when I questioned her at one point. I was like, yo, is this a scam? Like, you just like, I don't fucking understand how it takes you, like over a month to process a damn payment. Like, why do you not have this money in your account? It just sounds ridiculous, you know? But I digress. I said we weren't going to talk about it anymore. On to bigger and better. My birthday was low-key, right? But this is like a second celebration this whole week. This whole time in Cabo. I mean, the food at this resort has been great. All the staff has been nice. You know, everybody has hooked us up. I feel so good to take my mom on a trip. Like, she deserves it after all the trips that she's taken me on as a kid and even as an adult, you know, them paying for these, like, beach vacations every year. I really, you know, I owe her so much. And honestly, you know, we're all getting older. I'm getting older. She's getting older. And I really want to be able to take her on vacations, like, while she's still able to go, honestly. I mean, she probably has, like, 20 more years of that, or more even, but I just, you know, life passes so fast. I really just want to be able to, like, take her out and make sure she has a good time. So, I'm looking forward to that. Gotta get things together. I gotta get people to pay me back my fucking money. But anyway, so, yeah, everybody's always so cool here. Everyone's so nice. You know, the U.S. got some stuff to learn from Mexico, honestly. I feel like in the U.S., man, customer service is taking a damn nosedive. And it's apparent seeing that. You think it's a generational thing? I don't think it really is. There's some young girls working here, and they're nice. Fucking in the U.S., man. I swear to you, well, and this is multiple generations. I walked into a Stater Brothers the other day, and I'm shopping for stuff. I'm clearly looking for something. I see like seven of them, seven different employees. Nobody says hi. Nobody even says hi in the whole store. They look at me, look away, continue about their business. They're talking to each other, dicking around on the clock. Here, everybody says hi. Every single person that works at this hotel, if I pass by them, says hi. So, what's up? It ain't that hard. Ain't that hard. Some courtesy, you know? Just kind of ridiculous, honestly. But, what can you do? But yeah, so we did a glass bottom boat ride. That was incredible. I didn't, like, so in Cabo San Lucas, you can see, like, the one side is the Sea of Cortez, and the other side is the Pacific Ocean. There's a window to the Pacific you can see from this little peninsula, you know, and it's so cool, like, to, like, the fact that there's two different bodies of water, like that, and you can see both of them. I just said water like a New Yorker. What the hell? Anyway, yeah, that was really cool. You see fish underneath your feet. You're in a boat that's clear. That's a trip, like, to just be in a clear boat. You can see everything. I thought that was cool. So, yeah, that was fun. And everybody, you know, everyone just was enjoying it. Like, and it was nice. Like, there's a lot of people going on these excursions and stuff. It's like couples or whatever. And it's like me and my mom, and everyone's like, aw, like, it's... It's nice. It's nice that people are, I guess it warms their hearts, which is really sweet. One guy even said, like, that's really cool you're doing that. My mom has dementia now, so I can't do that. I'm jealous, you know? I'm jealous. And I don't know, let that be a lesson to you. I mean, it's I've already had that feeling anyway, but, you know, like, we all could do more with our parents. And I hope you have a good relationship with your parents. I know not everyone does. My relationship with my dad has gotten better over the years, but obviously we had a rough relationship for a long time, and in some ways it's still pretty rough, you know? It's like, it's still some bullshit, mostly with my youngest brother. It's like, he's just treated so differently, and meanwhile I get threatened to get kicked out of the house, which, by the way, I haven't even lived there for years. But I get threatened to get kicked out all the time. And I'm just like, what the fuck did I do, Dad? Like, I didn't do anything, you know? I'm living with my youngest brother. Or, no, I'm not living with my youngest brother. I'm sorry. What the hell did I say that? But I'm over there, my youngest brother, he can talk back to my dad. He could do all this. He can play video games for, like, 8 to 12 hours a day, and it's all good. And, like, nothing. If I played for couple minutes, my dad was yelling at me to do chores. He doesn't have to do chores, you know? It's just, he never got beat like we did, like, mostly me, but, you know, Kurt got it too. Oops, maybe I shouldn't have said that. That might have been his story. No, I mean, I think it's fine. I don't think he'd mind. But, you know, it's such a discrepancy sometimes, so it's hard. It can be hard. But, yeah. I'm thankful that we have, like, improved that over time. So, this is the biggest thing. This is honestly the biggest thing. I think I'm going to name the episode this, because it was incredible. Probably one of the best experiences I've ever had. Has to be. If I don't even know, unless you're like my brother or my dad, I don't think you understand how much my mom loves dolphins. She's always loved them. Dolphins, elephants, and giraffes are like her favorite animals. She's always loved them. We have so many things, I don't live there anymore, but I'm always over there. There's so many things in the house that that are like statues of giraffes or statues of elephants or statues of dolphins. And so she loves dolphins. One of her favorite, I guess it's a mammal technically, you know, but one of her favorites. And while we were at the airport, we bought this. The guy's selling it for more at first, right? I think it was $100, maybe more than that, for to see the dolphins and to do a, like, what is it called? Glass Bottom Boat Tour. Sorry, I forgot for a second. So to see the dolphins, to see a Glass Bottom Boat Tour, it was 50 total. We got them down to $50 just by being hesitant. You know, in Mexico, they love to barter with everything. So just by being a little hesitant, we got that incredible experience. And I'm not, so we knew there was some type of presentation. They're trying to sell stuff. Everyone's trying to sell a damn timeshare, basically, all these resorts over here. In fact, that's what this was. I got a deal on this experience because, I mean, it's still pretty expensive, but I got a deal on this because we had to go to a timeshare presentation for, lasted about 3 hours. They said 90 minutes. That shit took like 3 hours, but worth it to save, probably overall saved like $1,000 by doing the stupid timeshare presentation, honestly. So I can't be too mad about it because, I mean, all inclusive, that covers a lot. All that stuff's expensive. You know, eating out every day, drinks every day, all that is expensive. So the fact that we did all that for a fraction of the price was amazing. And, you know, we were skeptical. Like, it was kind of weird. This guy gives us a, then he tells us he can't meet us by the hotel and to walk down the road. And then he wasn't there. Like, somebody else picked us up. But then we talked to him and it was all good. And so, like, it was like the next day, the day after our presentation, we booked this. And, they gave us their own presentation. It was like this travel presentation. This guy's not even there. I don't know what his role in all this is, but he got some money, I'm sure, of the 50. He got some of that. He pocketed some, I'm sure. But so we have to go to this hotel and go to this like presentation. They're basically trying to sell us almost like a timeshare. When we get there, at first they're telling us that, oh, I don't think the dolphins are going to be available today. Oh, we're not going to be able to do that. And it's like, we're about to leave because it's ridiculous. And then the guy, Ulises, who was the one who sold us this at the airport, he's like, no, it's okay, guys. It's okay. There's a misunderstanding. And then he's like going on and on. Eventually, we get booked for 4 o'clock swimming with the dolphins. Had to be there at like 3:20, I think, and all that. Eventually, we got booked for that. But we had to sit through this presentation to get it, which is about an hour, I think, the presentation. We got breakfast, nice breakfast from this hotel. So, and we had this Russian, this Mexican-Russian Ken doll who had like super tight pants. He was our salesman, and he was trying to get us to buy this vacation experience, which is basically like, what was it? It's like you're paying to be like a preferred member of hotels. It was the Hyatt, I believe. Like some type of Hyatt hotel group with all these different hotels where you could stay. And it's like, I forget, you pay thousands or whatever and you get to do this. It really is similar to a timeshare. It's not exactly a timeshare, but it's like, okay, this is close enough to a timeshare where it feels like it's basically the same thing. So we do this presentation and they give us these tickets. One's for the Glass Bottom Boat Tour, one's for the dolphins. We're still thinking, the whole time we're not sure if it's going to work. We don't even know if the tickets are going to work. We have to kind of find our own way. They wrote the address in a weird way. And like, we decided to Uber there to the plaza where they had both of these things. So Uber there, Glass Bottom Boat Tour works out. The Glass Bottom Boat Tour was set for, what time was that set for? It was in the morning. I want to say it was 9 or 10. I don't remember. And the other thing was at 4. No, it had to be, you know what? It was at noon, my bad. It was at noon, the Glass Bottom Boat Tour. We left there at 9. Okay, so that works out. It's cool. Okay, still don't know if we're going to get to swim with the dolphins. Seems like it's going to work out, but then we're having a hard time finding it. Eventually, we find it. I contact the Cabo Adventures, which is where, I guess, the agency where this is booked through. We have our coupon. We turn it in, and it couldn't have been better. It honestly couldn't have been better. We got to swim with dolphins for like close to an hour, like 45 minutes to an hour. It was like longer time than it said. The dolphins were amazing. I mean, we got to ride the dolphins. Like, you hold onto their fins and they pull you, you know. It did all these tricks. Let us pet them. Like, there's one named Nakai, and one, I think her name was Leaf. I couldn't understand exactly what her name was. But yeah, I mean, and my mom, who has loved dolphins for so long, and this is like on her bucket list of something she wanted to do in her life. For her to get to do that, it was just, I think that's one of the best moments of my life, honestly. Just to have that experience with her, knowing how much it meant to her, you know, so that was amazing. I'm so thankful for that, and I'll remember that forever. Just, dolphins are just such amazing creatures, you know. They're so smart. I learned that dolphins are like the only species that has, one of the only species that has sex for pleasure. They said it was the only, but I think maybe bonobos do that. I don't know. Anyway, doesn't matter. But they have sex for pleasure like humans. So getting sucked off by the dolphin was just incredible. I didn't even know that was going to happen. But wow. Wow. I mean, right? Even let me put it in the blowhole. Incredible. You knew I couldn't make it completely serious. But seriously, though, I know they've outlawed it. It's controversial. Not everyone's going to like that. And who knows, people might want to like cancel me for even doing it, but it was so cool. It's been like years where she's tried to do this and it's just slipped through her fingertips, you know, where it's like she really wanted to spend time with a dolphin like that and it just hasn't worked out. And her and my dad even stayed at a hotel that was right by the dolphins. Didn't get to do it. At least got to see the dolphins, but like didn't get to actually like interact with them like that to that level. And for us to be able to do that, it just means a lot, you know. And I'm really honored and grateful that it happened. Like, she mentioned it, and I said it to Ulises, and we didn't know if it was going to work out. It really worked out. And think about that, paying $25 a person to go on a glass bottom boat ride and swim with dolphins. Like, the experience itself, they charge you, I think, at least $150 each for the dolphins. So it's an incredible deal. It really like one of those life-changing experiences. Like, I can't recommend it enough. And you're not gonna be able to do it forever, honestly. Probably not much longer. I think that they're trying to outlaw that type of stuff, but so cool. At this point, I mean, the dolphins that are already used to that, I think they might as well just continue on. I understand if they want to like phase it out or whatever, but the dolphins seemed happy. I mean, I think they were having a good time. Like, I could be wrong, but wow, what a cool creature. They make all those sounds. They can make so many different sounds with their blowholes. I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know that they had all those sounds. It's crazy. And just like how high they can jump out of the water. Like, I mean, y'all will see. Like, we got pictures and videos, but wow. Just crazy. I still can't believe that it actually happened. Like, there's part of me the whole time that was like, oh, this might not work out, it might not work out, but wow, did it ever work out? I don't know. I'm just like, I'm at a loss for words a lot of times, even thinking about it. It was just like everything you could have wanted and more. And I'm very grateful that we got to do that. It's probably the best experience I've had with a animal slash mammal. Like, it really was special. So thank you to everybody that was involved with that. I want to take my mom on more vacations, you know. I definitely owe her. I feel good to be able to finally do that. I know the circumstances were pretty wild, but I'm so glad that we get to spend the time together and everything. And it's great, honestly. I have really enjoyed it. I know she's enjoyed it, and I'm glad that everything worked out the way it was supposed to. It's just so fun. So fun. I don't know. I'm just very grateful for that. You should take your mom out. Take your mom. Do something special with your mom. You know, we don't have them forever. We're lucky for the time we do have them. And both of your parents, you know, whatever relationship you have, whoever you're, everybody, if they, even if people don't have parents, they have some type of figure in their life that is like a parent to them. So make sure you spend time with them and make them feel special. You know, try to get back a little. I wish I could do so much more, you know. I feel like I can in the future, but my life is still kind of up in the air and I'm figuring things out. And there's a lot. Sometimes I feel way behind, sometimes I feel way ahead, but I try my best. Another note, it's crazy how poppin' Bumble is every time I'm in Mexico. Like, every time I come here, there's so many women that like match with me on there or like me on there, and it's just so different than the States. I think what it is, I have a conspiracy theory where I feel like they, whatever area they know you're in, they hide you from those people. And then when you go to other areas, people can see you more. Like, the filter's lifted off. They want you to pay. I'm too cheap for that. If you listen to the show, you know that's definite. Like, you think I'm gonna pay for a dating app? I feel like a fucking lame doing that. But it's crazy. Like, as soon as I got here, I had like 18 matches. Like, what? What? And it just, they're just endless. It just keeps going. Yeah, it's pretty funny. And there's so many beautiful girls here, but they have like more humility than they do in the States. It's like they keep calling me handsome, they keep like being very complimentary and just nice, and you know, like the last time I actually still talked to girls from the last time I was in Vallarta, and like that girl has been, she's been a down ass chick. Like, she has just stayed, like, I've been terrible at responding to her. And she keeps like keeping me in mind and still responding to me when I hit her up. Like, she still is like, she wants to see me, she wants to meet me, and all this stuff. And it's like, it's so nice because, like, in the States, it's like you could like dedicate a lot of yourself to a woman. She'd be like, well, you don't make enough money, so peace, or whatever, whatever it is, whatever the reason. Well, you're not tall enough. Stuff doesn't really apply to me, but I'm just saying it could be something silly like that, where it's like, okay, that's where we want to leave this? This is just what we're doing? But yeah, it's nice. It's a nice change of pace to be somewhere where it feels like the women have a little more respect, and it doesn't feel like you're constantly having to prove yourself, or like you're just constantly not good enough for, you can never be good enough, you can never do enough, like you gotta pay all the bills, and fucking, you gotta pay all the bills, you gotta make more than them, and you gotta, like, they don't do anything in bed, they just lay there, they starfish, you know, you gotta pay for all the dates, or you're not a real man. You're an embarrassment to men if you ever have them pay for anything. It's just, but then at the same time, they're allowed to date. They're allowed to have a backup option all the time. They're allowed to, like, have a whole relationship but be talking to multiple guys on the side just to make sure that they never have to be alone. Just wild. So I overheard these Oregonians talking. I guess they moved to Wyoming, right? Sounds whack to me, honestly. I feel like I'm gonna end up pissing off every single state by the end of this show's run. Not this episode, but like this podcast. I feel like I'm constantly throwing shots. But I guess it's because other states are always throwing shots at California. Like, I didn't want to think negatively, but I'm a counterpuncher. So when Texans are like, stay the fuck out of my state, it's like, with pleasure. I don't want to be there. I don't like it there. Like, you know, with your libtard trash, you and your gay agenda and all that. It's like, you're gay, bro. You're secretly gay. You probably fuck cows, too. Fucking weird ass Texans. Anyway. I don't know why I went there. But anyway, I wrote these Oregonians talking about moving to Wyoming, and they were all like talking about like how, yeah, there was an article that said all the young drug users are moving to Oregon. That's when I knew we had to get out of here. Like, oh yeah, that's a great thing for your state to be known for. Just come here and do your drugs because you won't get in trouble. You get paid. And it's like, but your ass is over here this guy's literally ordering drinks. You are doing drugs right now, sir. What the fuck? Alcohol is a fucking drug. It's worse than weed. It's worse than shrooms. What the fuck? I just thought about how ironic that is. Literally, ordering drinks, just hanging out here, ordering drink after drink, sitting in the same spot, finishing drinks, ordering more drinks. But you're worried about some fucking dumbass, like, college kids who go there to do shrooms. For real? That's gonna damage the state. I don't know. I'm just like, damn, bro, you had to go to Wyoming of all places? I know there's like natural beauty in some of these states, but I rather live in Oregon than Wyoming, bro. You could have had the natural beauty. What do you think? You think wherever you live, some random like suburb in the middle of nowhere, there's just going to be like teenagers showing up doing drugs? Like, I think you're safe, man. Unless you're living in, like, Portland or, like, a major city. I don't even think you'd come across those type of people. There aren't a lot of major cities in Oregon. It's just a silly-ass thing. I just think it's funny. I always think that stuff's funny. Oh, man. So the girl... Well, multiple girls owe me money, to be honest. But the girl I talked about earlier who owes me money, she wants to move to Iowa. And she doesn't even have a reason. I ask her, I'm like, why Iowa? And she doesn't have a reason. She just wants to get away from everyone. And I mean, I'm like, okay. You could do that anywhere. You could even still do that in California. Like, you don't have to be in Iowa. And here's the weird thing. You don't drive. You're going to go to a state where it's even worse if you don't drive than California. Like, it's not like there's crazy public transportation there. So you're just going to go to Iowa, where it gets cold as hell, and they have like a lot more extreme weather than California. You're just gonna go there, not knowing anyone. I mean, I guess that's kind of the point. You want to get away from everyone,
but you don't have a fucking plan, and you're broke as hell. And now she's saying, like, I regret not going to Iowa now. It's like, like that would have solved everything. It's like, you don't have money. You wouldn't have money in Iowa. You would just be stranded in a state where you don't have money. I probably wouldn't be helping you because you live in fucking Iowa. Like, and now I feel disconnected from it because you're on your own out there. I think it's a dumb fucking idea to go to Iowa. She has a whole son that lives in California, so you're just going to go to Iowa, leave your son here. Like, that shit don't make no sense. It's like, what? I just find it funny more than anything because I'm like, what is going on? Like, this was a red flag. And one of the many reasons why, you know, I don't think she's relationship material. She told me that she still talks to all of her exes. I think that's weird. I don't know about you. I think that's weird. Personally. I mean, I'm not on horrible terms with any of my exes, but I don't fucking talk to them. There's some I haven't talked to in years. So that's weird already. And she doesn't think that's weird. She thinks that's normal, but she still talks to these people that she dated, and they bring her down. They say negative shit, because of course they do. You're not dating anymore. It didn't work out for a reason. So they say negative shit. She had one of them watch her cat, and the guy ended up almost killing her cat. Like, this fucking cat that is, like, hindering her ability to get things done. The guy almost killed her cat, and it's like, okay, you don't think that's a red flag? And she still is fucking talking to this guy. It's like, this dude almost killed your cat. You know, you're not dating anymore. You always talk about how bad he was in bed. Why are you talking to this person? Why are you talking to this person? Like, what is the point? I just don't understand. Why do you want to keep talking to someone that makes you miserable, you know? It doesn't make any sense. But, yeah, I don't understand the Iowa thing. We are going to have a lot of fun next weekend, though, so all this struggle, it might be okay. It might be worth it in the end. But that girl really needs to get it together. It's just terrible. Like, I am so confused by almost everything she does. It just seems like she makes life so much harder for herself for no reason. Like, what? Why? But I digress. I've been reflecting on getting older a lot, you know. It really feels like it's now or never with everything. It's like, you can't be this old still trying to make a career out of music with, like, you know, a little bit of success, I guess, but not enough success. Like, now, like, there's a young artist coming into the game. They might be trash, but the fact is, that's what people are listening to. And it's like, if you can't connect enough, you gotta do something else. That's how I feel. I'm like, I don't know. And then, am I still gonna be interesting then? I hope so. I strive to be, but am I still going to be interesting in 10 years, you know? Then I'm in my 40s, and it's just like, what are we doing here? Like, where are we going with this? And I feel that a lot. Like, I want to do music, but the stuff I'm doing now, I can't make enough money to only do music. I have to dedicate a lot of hours, so I don't even have time to record a lot. But I told you I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to record a lot more. I've said that a lot. I plan to record a lot more very soon, so look out. I'm going to be releasing a lot more. I did release my new song, I Know You Know. So check that out on all your streaming platforms. Appreciate it. And yeah, I've just been reflecting on it. I don't even know, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go from here sometimes. I'm confused a lot of times. Like, trying to just make this music happen. And I know, like, I feel like I've done a terrible job of, like, promoting it, getting it out there. I guess I've done better than a lot of people, but at the same time, I feel like there's so much untapped potential. I hear so much stuff that's, like, not as interesting or creative as the stuff I make. And so it's like, I know there's a space for it, but it's getting hard. It's getting hard to justify putting as much work into it as I do, because it's not fucking working out, man. It's not, like, for whatever reason. Again, I don't have the connections, but I gotta, like, be able to get out there somehow and make it work. Because now I just look like the pathetic, like, 30-year-old rapper that still is trying to make it from your hometown. It's just, like, I feel like I'm almost becoming a parody, and, like, I don't want that. I gotta break out of this shit. I deserve it. I'm better than, like, 99.9% of these artists out here. I know I am, and I just can't, like... I mean, I feel like I'm shut down at every turn. I want to get on this soapbox again, but still, there's got to be a way, man. There's got to be a way to make our dreams come true. It's bullshit. But yeah, I plan to record a lot more very soon. I don't even know what album's next. I have, like, so many ideas. So much stuff I want to do. So much stuff I can do. And I know it's going to work out. It's scary sometimes, but I know it's going to work out in the end. I have so many ideas. I think I'm going to do something special. Yeah, I don't even know what album's next. I'm reading a book every week. That's currently underway. I've heard successful people say they did that. And for me personally, it's like, I like to read. I want to read more. There's so much stuff I haven't read. It's good for your brain, you know. Could be inspirational for me writing books. Just so many good reasons to do it. So I plan on writing a book, making it happen. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it, working on it. I'm gonna try to read a book every week. Yeah, without further ado, I'm gonna get into Crazy Arrow's Bards. So, Usyk, Oleksandr Usyk, unified heavyweight champion. He dominated the dubious Dubois. He won, like, every round against this guy, right? And it's funny to watch the Brits melt down. So there's a controversial moment in the fight where Usyk is hit by an obvious low blow. I mean, I've seen enough replays to see, like, certainly a low punch. Did he milk it? Maybe so, yeah, with the recovery, but the referee gave him time to recover. So Usyk, Oleksandr Usyk, he beats that, gets past that, whatever, right? Ends up knocking down Dubois twice. I believe it was in the 8th and 9th round, and Dubois quits. He's done. After the fight, Dubois complains that he was robbed of a victory. And I'm just like, okay, for one, you hit him low, and you hit him low several times, and you're complaining about this now, trying to get the result overturned, trying to get a rematch. And I'm like, you got dominated. I guess you had your little moment where, I mean, some people think Usyk was hurt. I honestly don't. I think it was a low shot. I think he took advantage of the low shot. But I don't think that, like, dubious Dubois would have won that fight. I mean, I think Usyk would have got up regardless. But I really do believe it was low. It hit him in, like, the bladder or, like, under the belt in an uncomfortable area. And, I mean, he might have hit him in the nuts. We don't really know. But either way, he certainly hit him low. The very best case you can make is it was on the belt line, and I don't know, to me it looked like it was low as hell. Like, seeing where it actually landed, because it's an uppercut, so it seems like if you're looking at the first place it grazes, it looks like it hits him, like, in the nuts or in, like, the groin area. So, yeah, he certainly lost that fight. but they're trying to turn it into something where it's like, oh, he was robbed, he should be the champion. And it's just like, it's really disrespectful to the sport for you to do shit like that, because it's like, you know damn well that was a low blow, for one. And you know that even if, like, let's say it was legit, I don't believe that Usyk wouldn't have made it up from that shot. He looked like he was perfectly capable of getting up. So, to me, I thought it was ridiculous, the whole outcry. But what I noticed, a common thing amongst the people who are part of this outcry, they're British people. Dubois is British. Shocking? I think not. They love their fighters. They support their fighters over there. They're even saying, like, oh, this was, you know, Usyk's homeland. Usyk is from Ukraine. He can't fight in Ukraine. They fought in Poland, which is close to Ukraine. But, like, to act like he had, like, a complete home court advantage, that's bullshit. Like, Dubois is from Europe, too. They could have went to the fight. His fans could have went to the fight. He's not the draw that Usyk is. So they didn't show up. But it's like, technically, it's a neutral site. It's maybe slightly favoring the fucking champion, Usyk, which is totally fair. When you complain about this stuff, and Britain is terrible for this. Britain probably would have stopped the fight. They would have called it a body shot and then stopped the fight. You know? England is terrible with that stuff. There's a lot of bad stoppages. You ever watch Joe Cal's slappy fight? He throws like a slapping flurry and they wave the fight off despite the guy being on his feet, not hurt at all. I've seen that multiple times. Like in Britain, I mean, I get it, they're being safe, but they have a lot of bad stoppages over there. So it'd be terrible if that fight would have been in Britain. They probably would have waved it off and then we'd have a dubious Dubois heavyweight champion. So, that's just me. But yeah, I think Usyk clearly dominated that fight, and I think that guy was tripping, trying to like turn it into something it's not. Honestly, I think that was shitty of the promoter too, Frank Warren. It's like, you know damn well that this is not like that controversial a result. But hey, what can we do? The Dodgers are 80-49. They're currently fucking your bitches if you're not a Dodgers fan. Like, jeez. I don't even know what's going on. Gee willikers. Gee willikers, the Dodgers are fucking your bitches. But yeah, they keep winning. It's crazy. Like, how are they winning? What is going on? I don't know. But anyway, yeah. They keep chugging along, winning these games. More power to them. I mean, it's still World Series or bust, but it's getting better. It's getting more feasible. I think it'll happen. I don't know. Like, this year, I have a good feeling. We'll see. I think, regardless, I think they're going to make it further than people thought at the beginning of the year, which is a dub in itself to prove some dumb journalists wrong. So, that's all we got to do. But yeah, the NFL and NBA are starting soon. I want to see, like, the Niners haters are just out in full force with the Trey Lance thing. For those that don't know, they traded, I think, 3 first-round picks or some shit to get Trey Lance, and now they're cutting bait on him a couple years in. But here's the thing. The reason why I don't think it's as big of a deal is people are saying it's, like, the worst quarterback trade in history and shit. I don't know. I honestly don't believe that. Just off the top of my head, that sounds ridiculous. But here's why it really is ridiculous. Because they got Brock Purdy, right? They drafted Brock Purdy, the last pick in the draft. And Brock Purdy has been playing really well. So, I mean, he took him to the NFC Championship game before he got hurt. So, it's kind of like, okay, I understand that, you know, this might not be ideal, but they took the last pick in the draft, and he led them to an NFC championship that they probably would have won if he didn't get hurt in the game. So then we're talking about a Super Bowl Can we really be that upset that the Trey Lance thing so far didn't work out? I don't know. It seems silly to me. But anyway. Yeah. Just haters out there. The NFL and NBA are starting soon. And we'll see what happens. Now, let us read from the Book of Grab. Oh, surprise your ass. You better know there's a method to my madness. Yeah, I'm mad, but I have blizz moving dope around the whole atlas. Large amounts. Moving dope around the atlas. Large amounts without an ounce of status. Often imitated, never duplicated. When I blew up, it'll have foos deflated. The way my air pounds increases pressure, and it makes your whole thesis lesser. Z's just fresher, ain't no equal measures. Compete against, but beaten never. Arsonist, old school killer like Spartacus. When I'm done, I leave all that's left is charred abyss. I char your bitch with hot bars by the ton. I'm the light in your life, I provide the sun. Shim shimmer, men and women simmer down now. You can't shine like me, I knock your glimmer out now. I'm moonlighting as a super giant, blasting motherfuckers that are too reliant. And I refuse to be crucified. Punches wiggle your bitch ass to the side. You better know there's no method to my madness. Nah, there's a method to my madness. Yeah, I'm mad, but I have bliss. Moving dope around the atlas. Large amounts without an ounce of status. You better know there's a method to my madness. Yeah, I'm mad, but I have bliss. Moving dope around the atlas. Large amounts without an ounce of bliss. And that is our show live from Mexico. Cabo San Lucas. Vida en cero gravedad. Por vida. Y más largo. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. And honestly, it's been fun. This episode is all over the place. I feel like it's probably one of the most interesting. Most stories, just nothing but stories on this. Anyway, let's not do that thing where we evaluate the episode. That's for you to decide. But anyway, much love, much peace. Call your mom, spend time with your mom. I'll blow her a kiss. Ready? Okay, peace everybody.